We are thinking in these times of some of the ministries of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in the life of every believer, in fact. You can be a new believer and you can experience the life of the believers. You can be a mature believer, one who's known the Lord for many years, and you can experience these in the life of the believer. You can be an ordinary lay person, in your eyes an insignificant person in the work of God, but you can experience every one of these ministries of the Holy Spirit. And there's so many of these, and I'm trying to deal with these just one by one by one. But one of these ministries is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Verse 30 have this to say, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereunto you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." Now, what is this ministry all about? There are many things in life that make us angry. I was reading an article recently about road rage. I don't know if you hear about this out here on Guam, but back in the United States, you travel on the big highways, and you go down these highways, and sometimes people on the highways are treating you very, very badly. Trucks cut in front of you, cars swerve around you, they come up too close behind you, and for one reason or another, it arouses rage in you. And we call this road rage. And here in Guam, there are a few traffic jams. And it may be that some of you, even on this island, are experiencing some of this road rage. But there are other ways people anger us. The way people treat us sometimes, even fellow Christians, the way they treat us. And we easily are aroused in anger and wrath against people. Now, sometimes we never express this openly, but this fills our hearts. Even if other people don't know we're angry, we still get angry. We get frustrated, we get angry with people. And one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to help us put away anger and wrath. Now, there are psychologists who teach that in a marriage relationship, it's good to vent our wrath. I love that phrase, vent your wrath. It means let it out. In other words, it's not bad to shout at your wife sometimes, shout at your husband sometimes. And then how sweet it is when you make up and you have sweet relations again. You vent your anger, they say. Well, venting your anger is not permitted in the Word of God. You don't vent your anger against people. Not only do you not vent it openly, but you don't vent it privately. In other words, you don't have anger in your hearts. Anger is a sin. It's not something the Christian is to have in his life. And when the slightest hint of it comes, we treat it as a sin. You know, sometimes I get frustrated over something and a little flash of anger comes. Immediately, I'm warned, confess it to God. Get rid of this thing. Get this thing out of your life. Not only don't express it, but don't feel it. And so it seems to be, coming from verse 30 here, that one of the ways we not grieve the Spirit is by not letting a spirit of anger be in our hearts in the first place. We have a peaceful atmosphere before God. We don't blame God for things. We don't blame others for things. Even when people treat us badly or whatever happens to us, we don't let these things upset us or tear us apart. And so by the Holy Spirit, and this seems to be one of his ministries, we have these things put away. Now, in myself, I always will be afflicted and affected by human feelings. Human feelings are natural. We expect them in the unsaved person. But for the Christian, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit. We can get victory over these things. This is part of the victory that the Bible speaks of in Romans 8 and other passages. We can have victory over anger and clamor and malice and evil speaking. These things are to be put away. So I would pray this for each of you brothers and sisters, that by the grace of God and with the help of the Holy Spirit, If you're an angry sort of a person, God can subdue your nature. He can bring your nature under control. Anger is lack of control. He can bring your nature under control. He can give you victory over this anger and this malice spirit you have in your heart. And He can bring you to control, the control of the spirit, so that you have a sweet spirit about you, and neither internally nor externally are you feeling or expressing anger and malice.